Welcome to the HCP5, your go-to roundup for the latest healthcare news and breakthroughs, curated specifically for busy healthcare professionals. Each week, we highlight five key developments or headlines from healthcare that you need to know, whether it's a cutting-edge treatment, regulatory updates, or innovations shaping the future of medicine. This week's top stories include data from a pair of phase 2 trials in metabolic dysfunction-associated steatohepatitis, MASH, as well as obesity or type 2 diabetes, phase 3 findings for sotatercept CSRK, Winrevair, in treating pulmonary arterial hypertension, PAH, and COMP360 for treatment-resistant depression, TRD, and a U.S. Food and Drug Administration approval for abelamumab, Benlysta, autoinjector for active lupus nephritis, LN. With the HCP5, you'll get the essential takeaways to stay informed and ahead of the curve. Here's your quick dive into the top stories for the week of June 22, 2025. Let's jump in. Number one, pemvidutide shows significant MASH effects, weight loss at 24 weeks in phase 2 B-IMPACT trial. According to positive top-line results announced by Altimmune, the phase 2B IMPACT trial of pemvidutide in patients with MASH met its primary endpoint with statistically significant MASH resolution without worsening of fibrosis in up to 59.1% of participants and fibrosis improvement without worsening of MASH in up to 34.5% of participants in intent-to-treat analyses, as well as weight loss of up to 6.2% at 24 weeks with no plateauing. According to Altimmune, the data make pemvidutide the first product candidate to demonstrate significant MASH effects and weight loss at 24 weeks. Number two, FDA approves belimumab autoinjector for pediatric lupus nephritis. On June 24, 2025, the FDA approved a 200 mg per milliliter autoinjector of GlaxoSmithKline's belimumab, or Benlysta, a B lymphocyte stimulator-specific inhibiting monoclonal antibody for subcutaneous injection in patients greater than or equal to 5 years of age with active LN who are receiving standard therapy. The approval of the belimumab autoinjector for this indication offers patients and caregivers a first-of-its-kind subcutaneous option that can be administered at home. According to GSK, it is the first and only approved biologic for both SLE and LN in more than 50 years, including for the pediatric population. Number three, phase 3 trial results announced for sotatercept CSRK in pulmonary arterial hypertension. On June 23, 2025, Merck announced positive top-line results from the phase 3 Hyperion trial for sotatercept CSRK, or Winrevair, in treating PAH functional class 2 or 3 at intermediate or high risk of disease progression. PAH is a progressive and debilitating disease with a poor prognosis that can be difficult to diagnose and treat, said Valerie McLaughlin, MD, Kim A. Eagle, MD, Endowed Professor of Cardiovascular Medicine, and Director, Pulmonary Hypertension Program, University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. The Hyperion study demonstrated that Winrevair on top of background therapy met its primary outcome measure of reduction in the time to clinical worsening events in adults who have been recently diagnosed with PH. Number four, Compass Pathways COMP360 psilocybin shows benefit in phase 3 TRD trial. Compass Pathways announced positive phase 3 data from its ongoing COMP005 trial evaluating the company's synthetic psilocybin formulation COMP360 for TRD. A single 25-dose significantly reduced symptom severity on the Montgomery-Åsberg Depression Rating Scale. QMP-05, the first of the two phase 3 trials evaluating COMP360 for TRD, met its primary endpoint, change from baseline in the MADRS scores between the active versus placebo group at week 6. Number 5, once-monthly obesity drug MariTide achieves weight loss up to 16% at 1 year. New trial data presented at the 85th Scientific Sessions of the American Diabetes Association provide evidence of a once-monthly agent that could be a game-changer for management of obesity and type 2 diabetes. Results of the phase 2 trial of maridebart cafraglutide, also known as MariTide, indicate use was associated with body weight reductions ranging from 12 to 16% in obesity to 8.4 to 12% in type 2 diabetes with obesity. Additionally, secondary outcome measures revealed use could lower HbA1c by up to 1.6 percentage points.